So my name is Laura Deanna. I'm a senior research fellow at Cal State University Long Beach, and my job today is simply to introduce my two team members in keeping with the theme of a team presentation. These are two individuals that have worked very hard on the community needs assessment that you're going to be learning about in this presentation. So the first person that I'd like to introduce is Vatana, and if I say the last name, Pyong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it right, thank you. And he's currently a project coordinator for Healthy Changes Program at the Cambodian Family, which is a nonprofit organization working to improve health outcomes and reduce disparities for Cambodians and Latinos living in a distinct part of Santa Ana, California. Prior to joining the Cambodian Family, Vatana worked as a special youth program fellow at the United Nations Population Fund, both in New York and Cambodia, and he was responsible for reviewing and analyzing the Asian and Pacific regional adolescents and youth programs. He was also a program assistant in the health sector development section of Japan's International Cooperation Agency. And it's been really my pleasure to work with Vatana. And following his talk will be Monica Aguilar, who is a second-year graduate of Master's of Public Health student at California State University, Long Beach. And she also serves as a graduate research assistant for our Research Infrastructure for Minority Health Project. So I will turn it over, and I hope that didn't come out of our 15 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Rala, very much for introducing us. And good afternoon, everyone. Hope everyone had a great lunch already. And if not, I do apologize. It will take a little bit longer to present this. And as the APHA requirement, I don't have any relationship to the close. So this is one of the slides required to put it. So on behalf of my presentation team, I would like to thank you very much, everyone, for joining today's presentation. And my name again is Vatana. I'm a project coordinator for the Healthy Changes Program at the Cambodian Family. And I have other co-presenter Monica and Dr. Laura Diana from the Center for Healthcare Innovation at the Cal State University of Long Beach. Let me start by introducing the Cambodian Family. The Cambodian Family is a community-based nonprofit agency founded in 1980 by Cambodian refugees who have fled the killing field of civil war and genocide to the U.S. through a contempt refugee camp in Thailand and through different immigration processes in Philippines and Malaysia. This is the map of Santa Ana where we are located. And we are located in Santa Ana, Orange County, and our community assessment was conducted in Santa Ana, in central Santa Ana in California. As you may have seen from this slide, there are many partners working with the Cambodian Family to achieve this community assessment, and one of which is a Center for Healthcare Innovation at Cal State Long Beach, which we have subcontract to conduct evaluation for our Healthy Changes program. And they also have worked closely with us to develop the method and tools and to analyze the data that we have collected during the community assessment and presented today. Let me also draw your attention to the goals of our program, the Healthy Changes Program at the Cambodian Family, which serves more than 500 clients a year. Primarily Cambodian and Latino residents living in Santa Ana, is funded by the Federal Office of Minority Health to implement a program called Partnerships Active in Community to achieve health equity. Our project strives to improve health outcome and reduce disparity for Cambodian and Latino families in the area of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Although the program our program is very unique and has three layers. However, although we have the individual community and system level objective, the focus of today's presentation is only one aspect of the community level objective, which is the community assessment. And why we do the community assessment, this is the purpose that we conduct it, to learn about cultural, social, and environmental surrounding the health of the community, and also what are the community assets, challenges, and opportunities, and the gaps that existing in the health and social support services. So in this need assessment, we are not looking only at the health related, but we're also looking at the social support services, social factors that affect the health, and also services provided by the community member, a community provider. And second, which is to highlight community needs and health disparity in health and policy making forums, because there are so limited research have been done within the community, and there are not so much data available at the county level and also at the state level about this underserved population. So this community assessment will serve a very crucial part of advising the policy maker to do the right program, to design the right program to meet the need of underserved population. And also as well to enhance the program health promotion program within the agency. And lastly is to build effective collaboration and partnership with different partners to create system change approach to identify needs. So next I would like to invite Monica to continue the presentation.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to be going over the methodology, results, proposed solutions that are proposed by the community, and the lessons learned. So our methodology consisted of a community needs assessment using grassroots strategies. The Cambodian Family, or TCF, created its own targeted needs assessment, a 24-item survey on the topics of threats to good health and well-being in the community, improvements that could be made to improve the threats, health insurance access, type of health insurance, challenges receiving health care, general state of health status, with the assistance of Virus Center. So in addition to the community needs assessment, we conducted focus groups. Participants were recruited through the Cambodian Family client base and word-of-mouth referrals, flyers, and community outreach activities by health navigators. Participants lived in the city for at least 1 year and had to be at least 18 years old. There were two client and non-client half-hour focus groups per ethnic group, Cambodian and Latinos. They were conducted in their native language, either Khmer or Spanish. And approximately 10 participants were in each focus group, and it was conducted by trained personnel. Now going over our results. So the Cambodian participants were on average older than the Latino participants. The majority of the participants were interviewed in their native language, either Khmer or Spanish. Females comprised the majority of both focus groups, and a fair number of residents were housing more than four people in the household. So in the community needs assessment, some of the questions that were asked were, would you say that in general your health is? And majority of the respondents responded that they had poor or fair health. And a larger proportion of the Cambodians responded that they have poor or fair health. And the next question, do you currently have health insurance? The majority of Cambodians and Latinos had health insurance. When asked, they also had a majority of the respondents had a primary care provider or family doctor and had completed a routine medical visit in the past year. When asked what are some of the challenges to receiving health care, responses included high costs, language barriers, lack of transportation. And then when asked, what do you think are the top three most serious threats to good health and well-being in the community? Crime gang-related activities, lack of access to affordable health care, and lack of access to affordable healthy foods. For the focus groups, the results from the Cambodian focus groups were not available for analysis, so therefore our focus group responses were limited to Latino participants. And the participants were predominantly monolingual speakers. And so our overall impressions. Some of the themes consist of individual, community, and system level factors. So the individual level factors consisted of family dynamics and lack of knowledge and resources. One participant responded, I think we're all waiting for the disease to finally begin a diet. People wait to be seriously sick before they decide to make a change. The community level factors consisted of their environmental factors, pressures on kids and family, fear of insecurity and safety. And one participant responded, children join gangs because they feel alone. They become friends with people who are a bad influence. Gang members become our children's family or friends or family because their own family does not have time for them or are too tired to pay attention to their child. In the system level factors, lack of inaccessible clinics and the poor economy were some of the themes that came up. Two quotes were, people usually do not have health and care, so they do not go to the doctor. They do not go because it is expensive, and so illness ends up getting worse. Another person responded, I had an emergency a year ago, and it was a serious emergency. They didn't call 911, and since I don't drive, I had to ask someone to drive me to the hospital. That took a long time, so that there was a hospital nearby, it would have been better, especially if your child's hospital is far. So some of the solutions proposed by the community, when asked what is needed to promote health and equality, their responses consisted of community events and organizations, health information, nutrition and exercise programs, safe parks, and accessible clinics. When asked what could help care providers do to improve the needs of the community, they responded they wanted affordable services for uninsured or underinsured, hospitals closer in proximity to the community, and nutrition classes. And then what could government agencies do to improve the health of our community? They said provide more funds, ensure more police and surveillance, stores with inexpensive but quality foods. And the lessons learned from our study. Community members were eager participants. One participant quoted, I would like to thank all of you for asking our opinion. Other lessons learned include involving the TCF staff during every step to ensure that pertinent information was obtained from the process. Piloting was extremely important to ensure that questions were culturally and linguistically appropriate. Conducting this process with complete buy-in and support from the PAC partnership served to build partnerships for future community work. Interviews take longer for Cambodians than expected because time is needed to build rapport and prepare the respondents for the questions. Individual, community, and system level factors are all important contributors to the health of Cambodians and Latinos in Santa Ana. And also multi-level approaches to improving healthcare are required. So our next steps with the study is key informant interviews will be conducted with stakeholders. Results from the community needs assessment will be made available to community partnering agencies and other stakeholders in informal and formal settings and formats. Findings will be translated into program improvements within the Cambodian family. And finally, findings will also ideally help inform broader community and system level improvements. Thank you very much.